This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
216-474-0092, that's the number to call. Let's talk a little bit more, though, about what's going on tomorrow night. Game 2, Miami Heat and your Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavaliers up 1-0 in the first round NBA series. Let's get a little bit more insight from a friend of the show. He is Tommy Ty. He is from the Miami Heat Radio Network, and right now he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tommy, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Tommy!
Wait. Hold on, Andy. Wait, Jeff can't say anything. Am I eligible for those four tickets to the Rockets? Because I don't even know what sport you're talking about. But I want to get in on them.
Monsters, Rockets, Marlies. It's all
Monsters,
the same.
Okay, Monsters, Rockets. Okay, got it.
Well, can he win, Dan?
When's the game?
Tommy, if you want to go to the game, I will get you tickets.
You can.
I will make sure you can.
Yeah, we'll hook you up. Come on to town.
I'll be free on Tuesday morning next week.
Wow. Wow.
I was going to make you the emergency goalie, but now that you know you have the spare time, you're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Wow. So assuming based on what you just said, I'm very curious to see what you saw in game one and what you learned.
To be honest with you, I think that Cavaliers got exactly where they wanted to go as often as they did offensively. And I'm not just talking about your secret weapon that you had in the latter stages of the third quarter into the fourth quarter. I'm talking about all night long that Garland and Mitchell made it easy for themselves to get inside the lane and score as often as they did. They shot 76%. Those two guys and Jerome, 76%. And we're not even talking about the threes that they made and some of the other great adjustments that they made to know what they were able to do against Miami in this series. So I'm looking at it that way, that it's going to be very difficult if Miami allows those two guys to pretty much dictate exactly what they want, because a lot of you guys didn't play as well as I know they can play. Hunter, Strus, Mobley, Allen, and you still ended up winning the game by 21, even though it was a lot closer than it was. But I still get that feeling that if you don't slow those two guys down, it could be in for a very quick series.
Tyler Hero didn't play the way he can play, though, Tommy. What does that do for Miami?
Absolutely. But the fact is, you know, you guys figured something out. I know Evan Mobley said this back in Miami in January. He said the main factor that you have to do to slow them down after Jimmy left the club was that you keep Duncan and you keep Tyler off the line. Phenomenal job of doing that in the second half of the game. But not only that, they kept Wiggins down too. He and Hero combined for 8 points. Miami's not going to be too competitive in any game when those two guys are not scoring at all. And I think if you keep channeling your defense in that general direction and let Bam try to do what Bam wants to do, he'll be effective, but he won't be enough to really do the job against your club.
Tommy, I brought this up yesterday. Maybe I was just trying to be a nice guy. I do expect that this next game to be a little bit closer, but I think, you know, that watching the game on Friday night against Atlanta, I thought it was a great game to watch, and I kept saying to myself, oh, the Cavs are going to be the biggest benefactor out of this game because they go to overtime, and, you know, Miami really had to work hard to get that win. How much do you think that game played into game one?
It could have. I'm not quite sure, but I do remember this. Many, many times I've watched NBA games of teams in similar situations, even before they had that play-in whatever it was. Let's say it was the first round going into the second round. They'd play that last game on a Friday night, whether it was a game six or game seven, and the other team, the better club, the higher seeded team, was in a position they're sitting there waiting for 4 or 5 days. With the Heat back in 2013, they waited 8 at one point for a series to be over, and they were sluggish to start the thing off. That's what impressed me most about Cleveland, that they played as well as they did for having so much time off. But you're right, maybe the emotional aspect of playing those two close games against Chicago, a team they hadn't beaten all year, and Atlanta in their building, might have taken something out of them. The one thing I will say that's in Miami's favor, Eric Spoelstra does adjustments with 2 days off, as well as anybody in the league. So I think I get an idea that this game, just like last year when they played Boston in the first round and got their lunch handed to them in the first game, beat them in the second game because Tyler played so much better. I think you're going to see a much closer game throughout than you saw in game number one.
Tommy Tai joining us from the Miami Heat Radio Network. And Tommy is as good as it gets when it comes to doing sports on the radio. And I'm not just blowing smoke, Tommy. You're terrific. Answer me this one, my friend.
Could you say that again, Jeff? Hold on. A few people here didn't hear that.
Yeah, we'll record that one.
Anyway.
We'll send that out.
Hang on. Can we three-way call his boss into this thing so we can get some money out of it? Come on, Jeff.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Tommy, do you expect Kevin Love to play in this series? He's out for personal reasons.
Gosh, I wish I could answer that, to be honest with you, Jeff. And if I knew how difficult the situation was, I don't know. I really don't know. As much as he enjoys the game, I think he's only suited up one time, if I remember correctly, in the last month. And there have been a couple times that he's made trips, including to one of the play-in games, and then had to leave right away. It's got to be a very difficult situation for him. So, I can't say what it would be, but because I'd be guessing, just like anybody else.
Yeah, we have no idea here. That's
yeah,
for
to
sure.
Be honest with you, I don't see it happening. I really don't. And that's unfortunate. As much as we like the guy so much and what he's done for the game and what he's done for this organization in the 2 years that he's been here, it's just really difficult, whatever it might be.
Yeah, it was interesting because Kate had put out that picture. Did they have the baby or not? We love the family, and I'm just sending good thoughts no matter what's going on. That's all. And that's really
the only thing I definitely knew was that when he came back from the All-Star break, he was mentioning about, I had to do this and I had to do that, but we didn't know whatever this or that was. He was not specific on what he said. So I can't speculate really.
Yeah. I don't want to speculate either. I just want to anybody who's listening, please just, obviously Kevin's going through something right now and we want to make sure that we're sending him good thoughts, right?
Absolutely.
Just we're sending him good thoughts. So let's talk about the Eastern Conference a little bit more. How far away do you think the Cavs are from Boston and how else do you like the way the Eastern Conference is shaking out for the playoffs here?
Well, I think Orlando's in a similar position as Miami is. They can give Boston a game for a point, as we saw in the first half the other day when they were within one going to the third quarter. Next thing you know is Boston puts the defense down. Orlando did a fabulous job on Tatum and Brown, but I think you're going to have that problem through the whole four games. Eventually they'll wake up, and I think maybe you'll get it to six at the most, and I think I'm being kind in saying that Orlando can carry it that much. So Boston moves on from there. I'm very interested to see. I remember when I was on with you guys the last time, I thought Milwaukee was the wild card in this whole thing. How healthy is Lillard if he gets back on the court tonight? I know he said at the shoot-around he's ready to go, but the team is still listing him as questionable. If he can play well and they get by Indiana, I still worry about them because of who they have in the middle, number 34. But, otherwise, the Knicks in Detroit, I think that's going the wire, to be honest with you. I give Detroit an awful lot of credit last night. After blowing the big lead and then having the game tied in the fourth quarter, that they came back and made the plays that they had to make. So I think that's a wash between those guys. And the other series, well, it's kind of hard to say. I really don't know where this is going to go as far as Cleveland and Miami is concerned. I'd like to think Miami could be competitive throughout the entire series, but I couldn't even take a guess on how long that thing's going to go. But I do like Cleveland and Boston, to be honest with you. I always have throughout the course of the season. And I do get a good idea that's going to be a great series if and when it happens, starting sometime in May.
Tommy, I think it's an interesting thing that the Cavaliers have tried to put together here. And I've talked about this too much, probably. The two small guards, two bigger guys inside with Allen and Mobley. And then on the wing, they've just kind of kept their fingers crossed and tried to put guys out there that can do the job. Do you like the build of the team? And do you think a team that's based around two small guards can do some serious damage?
considering who the two small guards are, yeah, I do, because of what I've seen throughout the course of time in watching this team grow. And I think the biggest thing that helped you out is that Donovan made the commitment to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And taking away all the speculation that he was thinking of, gee, I want to go back to New York or go someplace else, now he knows he's going to be there. And I think Coach Atkinson has put in the type of system that really makes those guys effective, not only on the offensive end, but on the defensive end as well, that even though there are certain guys on your team that might have limitations in that area, it still gets the best out of everybody, whoever's out there at whatever time they're out there. So I think that even with the, you know, the height disadvantage they might have in certain matchups, I still think, you know, all the parts of the whole will make this club, the sum of its parts, will make this team the type of team that I think could be able to compete with anybody, no questions asked. Unless, of course, Oklahoma City plays like they did against Memphis, because if they play that fantastic, I don't think anybody's touching them. But I do like Cleveland, even in the series with Boston, no matter who they have out on the court, just by the way they play. Hey, as a whole.
Tommy, can you kind of take me behind the scenes with Eric Spoelstra as a head coach? Because I remember when he first got there and, you know, the big three were going down there, LeBron was down there, and I'm like, man, I don't think this guy's going to make it to Thanksgiving. And now I sit back, it's 2025, and I look at him and I watch him on the sidelines, and I respect everything that he's done as a coach since. And I look at him and I'm like, man, this guy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Is really, really good. Can like I see that from the outside. Tell me what it's like on the inside and what makes him a good coach.
Well, I think he's got, first off, the backing of the organization. When we see teams like Denver and Memphis do what they did,
yeah.
Miami doesn't worry about stuff like that. They really don't. And even though I thought JB did a really nice job with you guys in Cleveland, they made the change. Even though they were in the position that they were in, to think they can get better, and obviously they have, with Kenny doing a fabulous job with this club. But here there's the stability that you know he's going to be the guy, regardless what happens. They lose 10 in a row in some places late in the season. They probably throw the coach out on the street. You know it's not going to happen here. He could have lost 20 in a row, as hard as that would have been to take. They still have the feeling in here that that's the way it is, and players continue to play for him. I know that sounds cliche, but when you've been doing it for 16 years and they keep buying into what it was, it's not that very first few weeks when he was with LeBron, when LeBron supposedly walked in and said, I want you to come back, Coach Riley. It's not that way. Everybody knows what the system is going to be. Coach Riley is here. Eddie Ellisberg is there, the general manager, and the lieutenants fall in place. Spoelstra will do what he does. And he does a phenomenal job getting everybody ready for each particular game. So even though, you know, it was a difficult situation, Andy, as you mentioned, with Friday coming into Sunday, I mean, I still think he had them ready for the game as little time as there was. But I still get a feeling now you've got two days in between games. I think he's definitely going to have them, if there's such a word, more ready to play in this situation and in game number three. If they lose, it's because they're beaten by a better team, but not because they're not prepared. And I think that's the best thing he does on both ends of the floor.
Tommy Ty joining us from the Miami Heat Radio Network. Tommy, I can't imagine a sweep in this series. In fact, I'd be surprised if it doesn't go six, because I have such respect for Spoelstra, for Riley, the organization they put together, even though the Heat team's not as talented as some teams in the past. Can the Heat push it to six? Could they push it to seven?
Well, I get paid by the game. If you want to push it to 14, I'll be happy to do
Let's get
it.
We're going to get you 28. How's that sound?
28 sounds fabulous. That's why when they said back in the beginning of the year, well, we're going to cut the preseason game from 8 to 4 or 5. Wait a second. You can't do that. But to answer your question, do I think they push it to 5? Absolutely. Do I think 6? Yeah, I think there's a puncher's chance they could get into 6. I thought that before the series. Okay. But I think you're asking a little bit too much to make it a seven-game series. I think Cleveland is just so talented in so many different ways. And if you continue to have players like Ty Jerome come up and play like he did, I don't care who it is, if it's Sam Merrill in the next game, or it's, I don't know, bring back who, Luther Rackley for a game, we'll see what happens. I do just get that feeling that Cleveland just has so much, and they're the type of team that has moved the right way, losing in the first round, get to the second round, and they're just getting themselves, I wouldn't say pacing themselves, but getting themselves ready to be that type of championship team they envisioned when the season started.
Luther Rackley reference. That's bonus points right there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Tommy, you buttered us up. Now we think the Cavs are going to be, at least they'll take this in five. So, and when Miami comes back in this, we're going to have to come back and go, oh, man, you made us, we lost our guard. We put our guard down because of you, Tommy. Thank you.
Yeah, my condolences on that one. And give me those tickets, whatever sport that was.
It was still hockey, and you're going to be the emergency goalie, just so you know that.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.